Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
That the Holy Ghost was poured out upon them. How'd they know the Holy Ghost came on them just like he did on them the day of Pentecost? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Ooh, hallelujah. They got filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues just like that bunch in Acts chapter 2 did. Amen? Same experience. In fact, it goes on and says, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who receive the Holy Spirit just like we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then they asked him to stay a few days. Notice here, these folks got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, then got baptized. Amen. See, you don't get filled with the Holy Ghost and get involved in the things of God by following a formula. You get filled with the Holy Ghost by entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ and receiving all that he's done for you. Amen. And so we just received. Notice once again, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, Peter's going to have to go up to Jerusalem because up to this point in time, it's been a Jewish church, except for some things that went on in Samaria. But now here the Gentiles have gotten in on it. So Peter goes up to there, and I wasn't going to look, but let's look over here in Luke chapter 11. Just drop down the next chapter to verse 12. We'll read a few verses down through here. Look what Peter does when he goes up to tell him what went on. He said, then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. In other words, Peter took six other Jewish believers with him because he knew he's going to have to defend what he's doing. Sometimes it's better to have you a group with you, amen. Some people that'll back you up, praise God. And so he told us how that he had seen an angel standing in the house who said to him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved. Notice you can't get saved without the word of God. And Peter preached to them how Jesus died for their sins. God raised him from the dead and through his name, remission of sins. And when he preached that, man, they had faith to get saved and they got saved. And notice what he says. Excuse me, he says in verse 15. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Notice that? The Holy Ghost fell on them. Holy Ghost came on them. Notice that? Even as he did with us in the beginning. Now notice what he says. Then I remembered the word of the Lord. Here's what the Lord said. How he said, John indeed baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Ooh, hallelujah. He took him right back to John's Gospel, the 14th chapter. Amen. The words of Jesus. You'll get baptized. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost is people being filled with the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost coming on you, and you receiving a prayer language and an empowerment of coming upon you to be a witness for Jesus. Amen. Notice he says this. If therefore God gave them the same gift. Everybody say gift. Notice that. Notice how many times the Holy Spirit is referred to as a gift from God. And God gave them the same gift. In other words, 10 years after Pentecost, they got the same gift, same experience that they did on the day of Pentecost. God moved in that house meeting, praise God. And notice he says this, he gave them as we, if therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us, when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, then God has granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. Hallelujah. Notice that speaking in tongues didn't divide the church. Speaking in tongues united the church. Because the early church was smarter than the later church today, because they understood that the baptism in the Holy Spirit was vital if we were going to take the gospel of the kingdom to the nations of the world. And they knew to get baptized in the Holy Ghost, you needed to receive the experience of also speaking in tongues, because speaking in tongues was an outward evidence that you had the inner working of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. In fact, it was the speaking in tongues that convinced them that they had the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so today, we need the speaking in tongues. We need to get filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues and worship God and be endued with power from on high. Look over here. And you're right there in chapter 11 and 10. Jump back to the 9th chapter, Acts 9. Ananias is praying, and the Lord says, go over here and lay hands on Saul. And Ananias talked back to him. Ananias had a good relationship with the Lord. He heard his voice and carried on a conversation with him. Praise God. And then Ananias, who is not an apostle, not a prophet, not a teacher, he's a disciple. Hallelujah. Which means what? This isn't just for the preachers standing behind the pulpit. This is for believers today who want to be involved in the kingdom of God. Amen? And so look what Ananias does. Ananias never preached, as far as the Bible records, Ananias never preached a sermon, ever. He never held a Bible study anywhere. He wrote no books. He did no missions trips. But he lived every day praying in the Holy Ghost and worshiping God and staying in the Word and going to church and being involved in the things of the kingdom of God. And now God has this man he's wanting to separate, this man he's going to call to be an apostle to the Gentiles, this man that he is going to change his life and use him to change the world forever, shake nations, write 2/3 of the New Testament, establish churches all over Macedonia and all over the known world of that time, stand before Caesar and preach the gospel with him threatening to cut his head off and saying, go ahead, but I'll not shut up until this gospel is done. Who lived his last 2 years in a rented home there in Rome and preached to the people that came and visited with him the things pertaining to and of the things of the kingdom of God. Ananias has just been told to go lay hands on this man. Look what he does in verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered the house and laying his hands on him said, Brother Saul, you don't call a sinner your brother. Saul is saved. How do you know he's saved? Because on the road to Damascus, when the Lord appeared to him, he said, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. It's hard to fight against me, isn't it, boy? Yes, sir, Lord. What would you have me do? I mean, he got converted right there. Paul's already had a conversion experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. He called him brother. And he wouldn't call him brother if the Lord hadn't said he's a chosen vessel. I've already called him. I've already been invited, introduced to him. But he's going to have to do something. Now, I'll go and minister to him. Hallelujah. So Ananias is not going to minister to some crazy guy that's trying to tear up the church. He's going to go minister to a new convert. And God's going to use him. Look what he does. And Ananias, let's read again, went in his way, entered the house, and laying his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ananias wasn't about to let him get out of that house without being baptized in the Holy Ghost. And be filled with the Holy Spirit. And be filled with the Holy Spirit. Somebody says, well, it doesn't say Paul spoke in tongues. No, it doesn't there. But in 1 Corinthians 14:18, Paul said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than y'all do. So when did he start speaking in tongues? When he received the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the speaking in tongues is the initial outward evidence that you received the Holy Spirit in your life. Now you think about this. You think, well, why would I need the Holy Ghost? I'm not going to go preach to the nations. Ananias didn't either. But Ananias laid hands on a man that won more people to Jesus than probably all of us will in 3 lifetimes. How would you like to be standing before the Lord when Ananias shows up and the Lord begins to reward Ananias for all the things that happened through Paul and all the people that Paul raised up because Ananias was filled with the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, worshiping God, hearing the voice of the Lord, and was willing to go just lay hands on a new convert and tell him God's going to use him mightily. I don't know about you, but I want to be that guy. Hallelujah. I want to be used of God. And that's why God wants us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why he wants us praying in tongues. That's why he wants us worshiping him and ministering to him. Because God has all kinds of Sauls out here right now that are just waiting on somebody to help them to direct all that energy that they've got away from anger and sin to love and righteousness and winning people to Jesus and changing cities and nations. Hallelujah. I read the story. I believe it was correct. What was Billy Graham? You know, he went to a church service and there was hardly anybody there, and he was the only one that night that went forward and gave his heart to the Lord. And everybody said it was a terrible revival because weather was keeping everybody away, and they only got one saved that week. How many of you think that was a really good week? After all those people that got saved around the world through that one young man who came that winter night and was touched by the gospel. Nobody knows the preacher's name that preached that revival, but God does. See, you don't know what God's going to do when He uses you to touch somebody else's life. But we have to be filled with the Spirit. Paul was filled with the Spirit, and he walked out of there speaking in tongues and magnifying God. Hallelujah. In fact, in Acts chapter 1, we won't turn there, but in Acts chapter 1, verses 13, 14, 15, 16, right about, it says that all the apostles, all of Jesus' family, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a part of the 120 that got baptized and the Holy Ghost spoke in tongues. Woo, what are you going to do about that? The Virgin Mary, Mother Mary, spoke in tongues. Hallelujah. Come on. So this is for everybody, folks. I mean, the apostles got it. Disciples got it. Everybody, everywhere they went, the first thing they did. In fact, look over here in Acts chapter 19. This will help you. Praise God. Paul's, now he's out here preaching. He's been saved, filled the Holy Ghost, endued with power from on high. And Paul goes over here, and he finds these guys in Ephesus. I want to read to you verse 2. Look what Paul's first question to them. This wasn't in my, I didn't give them, but they put it up. Acts chapter 19, verse 2. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said to him, we have not as much as heard where there is a Holy Ghost. And Paul said to them, what did you get? And they said, John's baptism. And so Paul preaches to them because he knows I can't get him filled with the Holy Ghost till I get him saved. And so Paul preaches the gospel of the kingdom to them and preaches to them about Jesus dying on the cross, being raised from the dead, and sins and remitted, and they can be saved and their lives can be changed. And these men give their hearts, and he takes them down, and they give their hearts to Christ, and he baptizes them in water. And then look what happens here in verses 5 and 6. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, man, he's like a bulldog. Hallelujah. He ain't giving up on it. What was his first question? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now look what happens. And when Paul had heard this, they were baptized. Verse 6 says, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Notice the Holy Spirit's coming upon them. In Cornelius' house, the Holy Spirit came upon them. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon them. See, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit coming upon you, anointing you and equipping you to go in the power of God to do the works of God. The new birth is the Holy Spirit coming in you.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.